From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California voters could be asked to decide the future of the death penalty this November. Marianne Russ explains.
The group, known as Safe California, says it has submitted more than 800,000 signatures to county registrars. The measure would eliminate the death penalty and change the sentences of the more than 700 death row inmates to life without parole. Don Heller wrote the state's death penalty law in the late 70s.
I've gone from certainty of the righteousness and correctness of the death penalty to being absolutely convinced by empirical evidence it's time to abolish it.
Heller says the death penalty is expensive to implement and the money could be better spent solving crimes. Opponents of the effort say the death penalty process should instead be streamlined. A field poll late last year found that 68% of Californians favor the death penalty, but it also found that given the choice between death and life without parole for a murderer, 48% favor life in prison. At the state capitol, I'm Marianne Russ.
Pet advocates continue to fight a proposal by Governor Jerry Brown that would end some reimbursements to local animal shelters. Brown has proposed repealing parts of the Hayden Law that requires animal shelters to wait longer before euthanizing pets. Christy Metropoli with the Stray Cat Alliance delivered thousands of signatures protesting the proposal to the governor's office Thursday. She notes the law is currently suspended and says that could continue until the economy improves.
Obviously, we understand that there's budget cuts and we have to make tough decisions. But at this point, it's zero cost to the state.
The governor's Department of Finance says his change could save the state more than $46 million in prior claims. From KRCB Public Radio, that's the California Update. Find these and other local stories at northbayvoice.org.